fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver. The Lone Ranger.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a white water rafting guy.
What's up, man?
People call you when they need to be guided down a river.
Yes, that is correct. Sort of like when they call David Ernest to help plan their retirement.
The money man with the money plan?
That's him, man. And you know, you can call him today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
David Ernest helps guide people through the financial world, much like you guide people up the river.
Yeah, and judging from that sound, Captain, I think we might have come up the wrong river, you know?
What's out?
Nothing, just run that way.
Okay, and don't forget David Ernest's website at retirewithernest.com.
Come on, man, pick up the pace.
Why are we running?
Because you got a pretty mouth. Run.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Okay, man, we can stop running now.
Well, now what's that noise?
That's a dude that could not run as fast as we can.
Now for another adventure with the Lone Ranger. As we open, we see the Lone Ranger and Tonto at camp.
Come on, Tonto, we're going into town.
Oh, man, I don't want to go to town, man.
Why not, faithful friend?
You know why not, man. Every time I go to town, they beat me up.
I noticed. I wonder why they do that.
I don't know, man. I'm just minding my own business, and they come over and beat me up.
Is it because of something you did?
I don't know.
Maybe you looked at somebody wrong or something.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe your horse looks funny.
What's wrong with my horse, man?
Oh, I bet I know what it is.
What, man?
You haven't taken your portfolio over to David Ernest.
Well, you know, I've been meaning to, man. I just haven't had the time.
Well, when we get into town, first thing, we'll take your portfolio right there to David Ernest.
Oh, okay, man.
Or you can call him at 334-279-7431.
Yeah, I think we pass a phone booth on the way there, man.
Then when you get your portfolio all taken care of, the boys will like you.
Boys? Why do I want the boys to like me?
Well, so they won't beat you up.
It's not the boys, man. It's the girls.
What?
Yeah, they're tough.
You know, last time we were in town in the saloon, I saw one boy that liked you.
Shut up, Kimosabe. You ain't funny, man.
Last one in the town buys the drinks.
That ain't fair, man. You got a head start.
Tune in again next time for another great adventure with the Lone Ranger.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What'd Calvin Coolidge say?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
From our super secret studio, on a fiery horse with the speed of light and a hearty high-o silver, David Ernest is your asset preservationist. It's time for the Health and Wealth Show. Call David today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or everyone's favorite asset preservationist. Remember, when you hear someone say, "Who is that masked man?" just say, "That was no masked man. That was David Ernest." And it's time for the Health and Wealth Show.
Hi-yo, Silver!
Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. And ladies and gentlemen, here he is. He's just like that masked crusader from the Old West.
Hi-yo, Silver!
Riding forward into the sunset, or out of the sunset, or just riding around with the sun in his eyes on his old horse, Platinum. And they're riding... He's got his Indian sidekick by his side, kicking him in the side. Yes, it's the lone asset preservationist himself. Please welcome David Ernest.
Hey!
I owe silver, not platinum, man.
No.
Platinum may be the new way to go. I don't know.
And, you know, the Lone Ranger used silver bullets.
Yep.
Horse's name was Silver. And he had a place where he kind of hid out because everybody thought he was dead, you know.
He had to hide himself because he didn't want people to know he was the Lone Ranger. And there was history to that, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, he hid out in this old mine, turned out to be a silver mine. So that's where he got all his silver.
Oh, he must have been making his own bullets.
He was making his own bullets. You know, he poured them in the mold and everything. And great stories with the Lone Ranger. Used to be on the radio. I used to listen to it, not when it was on, but in reruns years later. And that's what I always liked about radio, especially that old-time radio. You could sit there and just kind of close your eyes. And just if you just had a good enough imagination, you could see it in your head.
I know. That's the beauty of radio. We all have the perfect faces for radio.
I'll tell you what. They asked me to be on TV, and people started calling in. When did that thing escape from the zoo? It ain't killing folks, is it? So I try to stay off TV as much as I can.
Well, yeah, you know, the lady that calls and says we need to take a bath.
Y'all make me sick.
She'll be happy to know that my teeth is pretty much taking care of itself. I have a, and I, you know, hate to bum everybody out, but I have this gum thing going on, and I have lost most of my teeth. Well, about half of them. And I'm going to have to go get me some Stobalt teeth here before long. I think I'm going to be like Ernest T. Bass. I'm going to get me one right in the middle in the front. It's gold.
Yeah.
So it'll stand out when I'm dancing.
Well, you'll be chewing like my grandpappy. He had one tooth.
When
I'd get out, I would say, "Papa, let me see your tooth." And he'd show it to me. Just one tooth. We thought that was funny.
My granddaddy didn't have none. He had a pocket full of them. He had some false teeth kept in his pocket. I believe he could have gnawed a 2x4 in half.
Boy, this guy could gnaw anything. He'd eat corn on the cob with his knobs.
I've got a lower partial, but I can't eat with it. It looked good when I got it in, but I try to eat something with it. That thing's all over
looks.
The place. It's just for looks. It's just for looks.
But, and the Lone Ranger tried to hide his looks because, and I'm sure he was a good-looking guy, but he was a fictional masked former Texas Ranger who fought outlaws in the America Old West. Now, we all know that. And he had a Native American friend called Tonto. I did read that the Mexicans and Spanish had to change from Tonto to Toro or something.
Yeah.
Because in their native language, Tonto means stupid or idiot.
I read that somewhere, but something. You know what I'm saying. But they did change that for that reason. You remember Clayton Moore played him on the radio, and I think he played him later on television. There was a couple of guys played him on television.
And he, you know, they changed his real name around several times, too. He had several real names, which means he didn't really have a real name.
Well, he was the Lone Ranger. And you and I were talking about this a while ago. In the comic book world, he actually has a descendant who is in the same type of business as he's in, the vigilante kind of thing, the Green Hornet.
Yeah, the Green Hornet. The Lone Ranger supposedly is the Green Hornet's uncle.
Yeah, and one of them, the real name is Rick Reed, and one is Britt Reed. I don't remember.
Yeah, and there's another name or two, too.
They made the Lone Ranger movie several years ago, and I enjoyed it. And then they made a Green Hornet movie. I didn't much like it.
The Green Hornet movie you didn't like?
It didn't do much for me. They had this guy in it, and he just didn't fit the role.
Yeah.
Nothing personal. He just didn't do it right.
He didn't act like he was a relative of the Lone Ranger.
Well, he's this comedian, and he's an actor, smart aleck kind of guy, which is, you know, that's his thing. But knowing that, it just didn't seem like he would have been the Green Hornet.
Yeah, supposedly the Lone Ranger was the sole survivor of a group of six Texas Rangers that were ambushed.
By Butch
And
Cavendish. Butch Cavendish was the
that's
bad
right.
guy.
It was led by Captain Dan Reed, which I guess that might have been him. But anyway, they were pursuing a band of outlaws, and Butch Cavendish was the bad guy in the outlaw gang. There was a betrayal in there, and that a civilian guide led them into this ambush. Tonto didn't come along until later. Tonto came along a six, seven, eight episodes later. They didn't want him running around not having somebody to talk to, even though he's speaking in the broken language. They wanted it to sound as though it was his second language, and they did a pretty good job with that because Tonto does speak broken English. I guess Tonto knew who he really was. According to a lot of television series, Tonto gave Reed a ring and named him Kemosabe, which means trusty scout. John Reed then tells Tonto that he intends to hunt down Cavendish. See, the whole thing was over Cavendish in the beginning because Cavendish ambushed and killed his friends, the other Rangers. Supposedly, I think he took a piece of vest from his brother, who I think was one of the Rangers too, and fashioned it into a mask. And they went and they dug an extra grave to make it look like the Lone Ranger had died. I also read that in the series, the television series, and I guess radio too, that they never let him do things that were typical of, say, like a Western person would do. Say, like, if you go to a saloon, for example, there was no alcohol. It was like waiters and waitresses serving food. And he never drank any alcohol and he never said any bad words. Of course, you know, they didn't do much of that anyway. But he was always speaking very, very proper English,
Good googly moogly.
other than Kemosabe.
Kimasabe.
It's interesting how this materialized over time, the story of the Lone Ranger. And it's got all kinds of different versions based on whether it was comic book, radio, television, or recent movies.
In the TV show, the Lone Ranger would come in, and there would always be somebody there in town that knew he was the Lone Ranger because somebody would say, "Who was that masked man?" And then the guy said, "That was no masked man," which was stupid because he had a mask on. So that was the Lone Ranger. And everybody, "Oh man," nobody could figure that out. But one of my favorite episodes of the old TV series, Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels as Tonto. And you'll never guess who the bad guy was.
Who was he?
Frances Bavier, who we all know is Aunt B.
Shazam.
No.
Oh, yeah, she was the bad guy. And so there's a fight breaks out, and the Lone Ranger's over there fighting about three guys, and Tonto is holding on to Aunt B. He's got her around, like, got her arms behind her back, holding. She is kicking the stew
Ouch! Cut it out!
out of Tonto. She's got them heels going. She's just kicking the stew out of him. And they put her in the smokehouse and lock her in there. And Lone Ranger is beating down the three guys. And Tonto's standing over there and he's rubbing his shins. And he said, Kemosabe, next time you hold woman, beat the stew out of him. It
She
was
was kind of
always.
wild. I mean, you know, even in the Andy Griffith show, she was depicted in the background information. In other words, if you read, you know, the magazines, as not being really the person that she's trying to project that she was. During the show, she's projected as someone who's just easygoing and all that stuff. But I did read that her and Andy Griffith had a hard time together.
I understand that right before she died, they kind of worked things out,
I
you
did
know.
read that, and I hope it wasn't over those kerosene pickles.
Those pickles, well, could have been. But we spoke about this not long ago. I told you about meeting George Lindsay
Oh,
and
yeah.
him not being a
He
very
used to come to
friendly.
Montgomery all the time for the golf
He
tournament.
had that golf tournament, but he was not a very nice person.
I've always heard that he was very blunt, not very
He
funny in
was
person.
not nice at all. But we were talking on the air about him. We were interviewing him on the radio. And I asked him, I said, "Tell me about Aunt B." And he kind of said that she was not like she was on television. She was kind of real proper and she didn't put up with any nonsense. And one day he was sitting there and they were between takes and he said something, used a little colorful language, and she hit him over the head with an umbrella and
Oh, no.
said, "We do not talk that way on the set." I said, "What'd you do?" He said, "I didn't talk that way in front of her no more." So she hit me with an umbrella. I had heard that about her, said that she passed away and she left a bunch of money to some people that took care of cats or something. She was a cat lady.
I think I read that too. She loved animals and stuff.
And I've seen a picture of her when she was much younger.
She was a hottie.
Aunt Bee was kind of hot. Now she looked good.
Yeah.
And I think she was, you know, like a dancer or something back in the 20s and 30s.
You know, a lot of these movie stars or television stars, they had other talents that kind of got them there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it was music, dancing, and artistic stuff, you know.
She was real good at doing the Southern thing. A lot of times you see people in movies and they trying to sound like they're from the South. And they sound like they're trying to sound like they're from the South, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, Andy Griffith was Southern, and Barney, you know, he was from, it was over that way around North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah, he was. And of course, Goober's from Alabama.
And so was Gomer.
Gomer, yeah.
But there were some in there that were not. And I don't think she actually sounded like that when she talked, but she did a good job. And I was looking, you know, I got a lot of time on my hands, and Pluto has the Andy Griffith channel.
Yeah.
They don't have the Lone Ranger channel, but they have the Andy Griffith channel.
Well, maybe they could get a Lone Ranger channel.
And Ronnie Howard, I believe that he was probably the greatest child actor I've ever seen work.
Well, he's the most successful.
Well, he was good. I mean, he just...
He's a director and all kind of... I mean, he's done everything.
But when I watch that with Opie in it, it's just like, this kid was born to do this.
And you know what? He didn't have to be good looking to make it either. He was a kid.
Well, I think in that family, though, he got the looks because you've seen his brother. You know, little Leon, you know, is his brother. He was not the pretty one.
Well, I also know that he couldn't throw a rock that could skip on the pond. They had to do that for him and make it look like he threw it. They said he tried several times, but he couldn't quite get that rock to skip on that water.
Well, if you look at it, he throws this rock, and it's like it's got some hang time on it, and then it comes in from the side and hits the water. But like you said, he couldn't hit it. And the first time he stopped and threw a rock, he threw it into the woods. Watch it next time it comes on. He's walking there and he throws it. What is he? He's throwing it. He's probably throwing it at them little birds you didn't kill in that other episode, you know. But see, we've gotten off of the Lone Ranger.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's all related, though. It's about television. And
I'm going to look up something real quick and see if anybody from the Andy Griffith Show had been on the Lone Ranger.
Well, that would be interesting. I'm going to get off of Lone Ranger just a little bit more, and then we'll come back to him. But I had this friend. I hadn't seen him in a while, but back in the day, we were great friends. And they had the rodeo in Montgomery. And someone would always come to the rodeo that was on a Western show. And you probably know who it was.
Yeah, I remember this.
You know, the sidekick to Marshall Dillon?
Yeah, Ken Curtis.
Festus
Hagen, yeah.
Well, that's how they met. They met because he was always going to these rodeos. I was out of town. He said, I'm going to get Ken Curtis to send you a note, sign a picture. I said, don't worry about it. I didn't really believe him. Well, I come home from that trip, open my mailbox, and there it was, direct from Ken Curtis with a beautiful note on there about, I'm sorry I missed you. You're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the picture as promised, Ken Curtis.
Wow.
I thought, what?
Now, I know you got that framed and hanging up somewhere.
Somewhere. I'm going, dang, he did know the guy. But supposedly Ken Curtis was the godfather to his child. Of course, Ken and his wife passed on. You know, Alabama had a lot of folks that really came and did things here that was on television. And I don't know if the Lone Ranger had anything in Alabama, but he definitely had a connection to Texas, which is a southern state. I claim it as a southern state.
Well, have you ever lived out there?
Never lived in Texas. Been there a few times.
I lived in Corpus Christi for a couple of years. It was also known as Northern Mexico. Well, you had to drive a little bit, but you know, Mexico was right there. That's one of the two or three times I had been out of the country, or our country, is I went to Mexico one time. We drove to Mexico. And then when I lived up in Washington State, we went to Canada, which, by the way, I understand that Jay Silverheels was Canadian.
Kimasabe.
I think he was part of the Inuit tribe up there. I'm not sure. And there was some controversy one time that he might not have actually been Native American, but he sure played it good.
Yeah, some people just got the talent to do it. You know, getting back to the Lone Ranger again, they never let the Lone Ranger get in a hopeless situation.
He was a hero.
You would never see him escaping from a barrage of gunfire merely by running away.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want him to look bad. And he rarely referred to himself as the Lone Ranger. If someone's suspicions were aroused, either the Lone Ranger would present one of his silver bullets to confirm his identity, or someone else would attest on his behalf, say, like, you know, at the end of the show, who was that masked man, which we said a little earlier. But his decision to adopt the moniker of Lone Ranger was actually inspired by Tonto. Following the ambush at Brian's Gap, Tonto observed him to be the only ranger left.
You are Lone Ranger.
As, in other words, he was truly the Lone Ranger.
There you go.
Kimasabi.
But you know, Rusty, I want to say this. You don't want to be the lone person. Maybe you need rescued by the Lone Ranger. And I don't know if I could qualify as being the Lone Ranger because there's a few people that do what I do. But you know, Rusty, there's not many people that actually do what I do, an asset preservationist ranger. I go to all these conventions. And, of course, everybody's trying to stick people in stuff that's just a, you know, well, I'm putting people over here and it's a little bit less risky. A little bit less risky? But it's still risky?
What?
That don't make me frisky.
Oh, sir.
I'm telling you, I don't adhere to risk for old people. I just don't get it. And if I'm alone and maybe I'm ranging around looking for people that are, say, like me, I can't really find them. I find a few that are similar, but still they want to put you in some risky stuff. I hate to say this, and I'll just say it. It's all about the system, whether it's the regulatory system or the system of the way they want things to work, say like money. You know, everybody wants to make money.
Yeah.
Greed and all these other things. And I'm not knocking what other people do because they have the perfect right and they should be using the stock market while people are young. But where do you cut off and become so like alone by yourself? Because when you do, you're going to become an anomaly, so to speak. And that's what we are. We don't draw a line in the sand and say, hey, at 50, you shouldn't be in the market, or 55. But I do say that by 60, you shouldn't be in the market very much at all. I really think maybe 55. But the problem is you can't really get out of these 401ks a lot of times until you're 59 and a half. And that presents a problem to get the 55-year-olds out, unless they've already separated from service and we can roll the 401ks, or they put them in an IRA where we can roll them. These companies have found a way to force you into the system. The government goes along with it. They've been paid off. I'll just say it, you know, special interest groups pay off people to push you into the situation where you can't get out of that risk, so to speak. You can put it in more into bonds, which sometimes it's higher risk than stocks. Look at what happened when they raised interest rates. People lost their assets in bonds.
Yeah.
And so really, it's not really a good answer. I really think Congress should go back and say, when a person's 55, they have to be able to roll the 401ks into something like an annuity. But you know what their excuse for that was? They actually passed a law recently that said that you could put an annuity in a 401k. Guess who did it? Nobody has done it yet, even though there's some in there. I don't know of anybody who actually does it. And the reason why is because they don't want to. And the reason why they don't want to, well, you know why they don't want to. Why do they not want to do this?
I have no idea.
Well, they can come up with all kinds of excuses, but evidently they can't make enough money, so they don't do it. They know that people need to start becoming more secure with their money by the time they're old. So they fixed it where you can have a fixed annuity inside of an annuity, but you can't have the best ones. They're right. Actually so rotten. Products are so rotten in there, nobody wants them. You got to roll out into the innovative stuff that we can get our hands on. Anyway, so I guess from that aspect, we're the Lone Rangers because we're ranging around looking to help people. And it works if you know how to do it and can get to it. But just like Tonto says, Kimasabi, you're the Lone Ranger. We're not many people helping us do this.
So there you go. You don't have to be the Lone Ranger. You can call David Ernest. And I'm just going to go ahead and be a vigilante hero and throw those numbers out there. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You got a website at retirewithernest.com. You can set up your no obligation consultation. Go over and see David Ernest. You still give out those silver bullets when people come in, or did you stop it?
I think we started giving them a silver certificate for food.
Ah, okay. All right. Or you take them over to Waffle House.
Yeah.
But call and make that appointment today. Go and see David Ernest. and we do have to go away for a minute. We will be back. And when we come back, I have found somebody who was on the Andy Griffith Show, other than Aunt Bee, who was also on the Lone Ranger television program back in the 50s. So stay where you are. We'll be back with more of the Help and Wealth Show.
Rusty, you do kind of look like Tonto when you do that expression.
Me look like old Indian. That nickel is mine. My picture's on it.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Kimasabe.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello!
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies, and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Hey, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
There he is over there, like a cloud of dust and a hearty hi-ho silver.
Yeah, hi-ho silver, but not away. We're still right here.
And we were talking just a while ago. We had mentioned that Aunt B was on the Lone Ranger. She was a bad guy. She was like Ma Barker.
I just don't see Aunt B being a bad guy.
I remember when I saw that, I was like, Aunt B is just beating the stew out of Tonto over there. I looked it up, and I couldn't find anything, and I tried another avenue here and went on that there Wikipedia. And I have found that another person who was on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, looks like 6 episodes of The Lone Ranger from 1951 through 1956 was none other than Mr. Darling himself, Denver Powell. It doesn't say a character or anything that he played, but he was on there about 6 or 7 times that he was on there. And I'm looking through here. Slim Pickens was also on The Lone Ranger on television. Martin Milner was also on. I guess that's before he became a cop, got on Adam 12. Let's see, who else that you might have heard of? Michael Anzara, you remember him. He was married to, well, there's a kind of a strange connection there. He was married to Barbara Eden, who was on the Andy Griffith Show. You remember she was the manicurist.
Oh, yeah, before she became a genie.
Yeah, and when she came walking across the street, Barney was heard to say, ring-a-ding-ding. They were talking about, one guy says, you know, seeing a young lady like that kind of makes me wish I was a young bachelor. You know, they're all like, huh. And then somebody says, Barney, you're a bachelor. You think you could handle that? And Barney says, what do you think I could handle? And he said, yeah, I'd treat her kind of rough. I'm like, really? And then she comes into the barbershop and they all run away. You've not seen that one. She was a manicurist and she came in and basically she did manicures there for tips. And I don't think Floyd even paid her, but all the men were coming in getting manicures and their wives got mad and made them stop. And she went back to her boyfriend and went back to wherever it was, Mount Pilot or something. But she,
yeah, they always had characters like that to come in and then they'd, you know, just part of one show or two and that'd be the end of it.
It brought to mind an old saying because she was leaving and they had a nice shot of her leaving and she's walking down the street and they even play a little drum beat like dum, 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 like that. And it always made me think of that old saying, I hate to see her leave, but I love to watch her walk away. That's the adult part of the program. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was a very nice-looking young woman. And still a nice-looking lady at 90 years old.
Well, it got that longevity in there.
Yeah, she's still around.
You know, the Long Ranger never drank or smoked or cussed.
Didn't cuss, didn't dip, didn't
And as I said earlier, they never showed any bars. They just showed waiters and waitresses. So Like you said, it was a little bit in the 50s. It's funny how things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
The Lone Ranger, I don't know. Of course, on movies and stuff, he comes out pretty well. But a series? I don't know if it would work in this era of time.
People just don't go for the Westerns anymore. They got the Western Channel over there on the cable.
But they're old.
They're old, but there's nothing like them. Like the Gene Autry movies?
Those are great. What's happened to the way people think, or should I say, how they want to be entertained? Or
they want shiny stuff. They want glittery things.
Yeah. And shiny. You know, I think that's really what's happening politically, too. They want glittery things. They want promises that can't be kept. Look at what the liberals are doing and promising people. And there's been some backfires lately, like we had talked about this somewhere recently, where the Liberal Party is becoming weaker because there's people that should be in the party. And now they don't want that party. That's not a party to them. I mean, it's no fun anymore to be paying tremendous taxes or to let someone come in from another country. It's becoming that we're all brethren. But no matter what our race is, we're all sick and tired, and we're looking for that Lone Ranger to save us. And could that Lone Ranger be someone like Donald Trump?
I think he could.
If you think about it, who else is out there like him trying to do something? Of course, I don't know exactly who his sidekick would be. We don't know yet. Mike Pence, he didn't really work out.
Who could it be?
Maybe Tonto.
You know, if they called me and said, come on up here, we want you to be vice president, I would be perfect because I would be out doing so many things. I wouldn't be getting in any trouble stealing anything or getting out getting drunk.
Or laughing like a hyena when somebody asks you a question.
But I would be out doing so much stuff, it would keep the focus off of him, and he could get things done.
That would be nice if we could have something like that.
I'd be all over the place. If there was an opening of the Walmart, I'd be down there shaking hands and kissing babies. I'd just have a big old time.
The only president that ever really gave that image besides Donald Trump was Ronald Reagan. He was a cowboy in some movies.
Oh, yeah.
And if you think about it, Donald Trump, he's reacting as though he's a cowboy because he's cowboying it. They're telling him they're going to ambush him and do all these things, but yet he comes out shooting and defending himself. He don't get behind a rock. He's sort of like the Lone Ranger. He just comes right out just exactly like a hero would do, someone who's brave and true. He hits him right between the eyes, so to speak. He don't hide from them. He don't run away from them. That's what they're trying to do to him right now. They're trying to get him to run away just like some sneaky, crooked,
lily-livered, mealy-mouthed.
Yeah.
That's the only two I got right now that we can say on the radio.
Well, that helps some. But you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, like, at least he knows how to get off of a stage. I mean, Lord have mercy. Could you imagine an actor that couldn't get off of a stage?
Well, let me tell you something we should all look out for. I've been seeing all this stuff about artificial intelligence and all this. And they had a thing on about, they've got all these robots they built. And they can program them. They'll go do stuff and everything. But these things walk. You look at one of these robots walking and you look at Joe Biden. It looks just like the robot. I'm thinking there's a big old rubber mask on this guy and he's a robot. I think Joe Biden might be dead. And they've got some guy that looks like him up there. And probably five or six of them that look like him. And
it could be.
I don't know. They said
the AI is going to be doing all kinds of things.
I'm telling you, it's just out there. It's crazy.
Well, I've wondered sometimes whether he couldn't be a real person because he has this hesitation. Maybe AI hadn't got so good yet that it has to process what it's going to say next. And sometimes it gets confused. You've heard a record player get caught on something, saying something over and over and over. Some of this stuff, it looks like he's just really not programmed right.
I've been checking into some of this AI stuff. We actually used some of it with the show, but it's come to the point where there was this guy sitting there and he was talking about it and everything. And he says, I hope you find this interesting and you'll really find this interesting because I'm not real. And it says, says what they did is they scanned this guy's face and they got like 10 or 15 seconds of him just speaking in a normal voice.
Yeah.
And they took it and this thing synthesized his voice.
Yeah.
And it showed him on a split screen, and he's over there, and he says, I have never seen this before. And he said, I was sitting here wondering when I recorded this. And he said, but it's like, it's not real. And he said, makes you think about it. And
I think about it. And all these things they show us and tell us.
Yeah.
How much of it's real and how much of it's fake?
And I think I told you this one time here, and I'll go back in the 80s, there was this movie called Looker. Albert Finney was in it, and the Susan Day from the
Partridge Family.
Yeah, and they had developed this artificial intelligence to the point that could do what I was talking about. Yeah. And they were killing these people, like these movie stars and stuff, and they were making movies and TV stuff and not having to pay anybody. And that was the whole thing. The guy was trying to expose this, and it was crazy, man. This was back in the 80s, and I think Susan Day actually had a nude scene, too.
Yowza!
So does this mean that even though we might vote for someone and they win, they still... not the same person?
They might be a robot. They might be just a ghost in your computer.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to that man behind the screen. Wait a minute. He fell. It's Joe Biden.
Well, I tell you, everyone out there that's listening to conservative radio, we're real concerned. I think that's the reason why there's such an audience now in conservative talk radio, because we all think alike, mostly. I have people all the time that come up to me and say, I like what you say because it's just like I think. And I'm going, that's the best compliment I could get.
Yeah.
Plus they said, but I like the way you talk because you sound Southern. I think, you know, it makes me feel good. Well, okay, I am what I am. And you are what you are, Rusty. We're just old Southern country boys.
Yeah, we're sorry. We can't help it.
We can't help ourselves. No. I think the majority of people in the Midwest and the South, and maybe a few in the North and the East, might think like us, but the majority of the people who think like us,
yeah,
we're in that place where it's real sweet, and I guess you could call it MAGA, all kinds of different things. But I was having someone call me last night and said, David, you may not know this, and I'm not vouching that this is true. Mm-hmm. He said, I was talking to some people that are high up the ladder, and they're talking about if they cheat this time, or if Joe Biden wins, and it's a cheat because all the polls are showing he can't win, that there will be a revolution. You know, I hate that. I really do. I don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, what almost could happen anyway? I mean, they are trying to force us to do things that we think are morally and ethically wrong. It's just not right to force people to do stuff that's morally and ethically wrong. What happened to the freedom of religion? What happened to the freedom of enterprise? What happened to America? Where are we going? We need a Lone Ranger. We need someone that will help us ride back out into the wilds and become what we were, natural Americans that can do whatever we want to. We don't have to answer to anybody other than, you know, doing the right ethical and moral things. The laws are for that. But to tell us that we can't go to church on certain times, this Fed now, this thing, they're trying to take our money away. But if you don't do what they want you to do, they'll cut your money off at the bank. They'll just hit the button. They'll just turn your money off. This is not right. We need someone to come in and say, we're not going to do Fed now. We're fed up with all this stuff. We're not going to do Fed now. Fed now is going to be fed gum. We're fed up. Where is our hero? Where is this person? They're trying to put him in jail? How would you like it if the Lone Ranger got put in jail and he never got out? Or they just kept on giving him a hard time because he tried to help people?
What you're saying, I understand and I agree. But it's like, how many presidents have we had before? Of course, we've had 46, 47.
Somewhere.
Well, Trump was 45. And this guy we got up there now, he's supposedly 46. I think he's like 27 minus 20. I mean, it's just not real. Anyhow, what I'm trying to say is never has a president left office and been tormented the way they've done him. Even when Nixon left and he made a deal. And when Ford came in, he pardoned him and he wouldn't get, prosecuted or persecuted for that matter. But when any other time have they went after somebody or gone after somebody like they have Donald Trump? And they brought this thing up again about him giving that money to Stormy Daniels. Now, what the man does in his private life, if he got naked with his woman and had a party, that's his business. And he used his own money to pay her to keep quiet about it. I don't see where
they're all hypocrites. They're just looking for something.
Oh, yeah.
They're all hypocrites because if you go to Washington, you'll see a den of iniquity up there.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
And everybody knows it. I've had politicians tell me that they're in the minority if they don't do these things.
Yeah.
I mean, they all become very wicked. I guess that's what I want to call them. But the thing is, we know who a lot of these folks are because when they retire, they've got a lot of money, you know, and they only made $190,000 a year. So how did they get it? By being wicked, by deceiving us and using us. We need a hero. We need a Lone Ranger. We need somebody. Now, I can try to help with this crash that's probably coming. Mm-hmm. Put your money where it won't crash. The insurance companies insure it and everything. That's probably going to be about the best that anybody could do. I read all these other things about, oh, you can do this, oh, you can do that. But I don't see that really working. In the long run, you're still going to need the dollar, the United States currency, for many, many years. So you're going to have to buy in other currencies or getting into other things. If you do it in a small way, is okay. But if you do it dramatically, I don't think it's going to work for you because you won't be able to spend it as easy. This is our country. We use the dollar here. Now, they do want the rest of the world to use the dollar. But if they stop using the dollar, that's going to weaken the dollar. But if you're in the stock market, it's going to weaken the stock market and that dollars will go away. Mm-hmm. It's a lot worse for a dollar to go away than just get weak. Because if it's weak, it's still alive. But when it goes away, you've lost your asset. So that's what we don't want. You know, Donald Trump says when he comes in, he's going to stop a lot of this craziness. He's going to let us have cheap gas again. He's going to stop a lot of this craziness where we're just giving money away and to foreign people to come in here that are illegal. He's going to do all these things. He's going to be a hero. And they know he's going to be a hero. And they know they can't do him like they did some other people, other presidents, like how they got rid of a few. Some of them, they could never figure out why. But we all deep down inside know it was an inside job. We don't want our person that will rescue us to be eliminated by an inside job. We don't want it, but we've seen it before our eyes. They're trying to eliminate him legally so that they don't have to do the inside job. But would they divert to the inside job like they've done before? I'll just say it, John Kennedy. I personally don't think that that was just a mishap. Look, if you study it as much as a lot of people have, they know something fishy went on. And they said they're never going to let us know. But we all know that they don't want us to know. There's a lot of reasons. But it's so obvious what we know now that they're doing to Donald Trump. How many times have they tried to come after him in the last few years? How many lawsuits and charges does he have against him now?
I heard something the other day when I say I heard this. It was probably on some newscast, or I might have seen it on the internet. Two things. One thing was that from the time Biden took office until now, it costs $11,000 more per year to get the things a family of four used to get, like food, clothing, gasoline, housing. Okay, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned this about Kennedy. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think those records have become public now. You know, they sealed them for 50 years, I think. Well, yeah,
still have a lot of redactions and some of the stuff didn't come out.
That was from way back then. I heard some politician the other day talking about Obama. His stuff is sealed for 75 years. What's in there they don't want us to see?
Yeah, really? Why would you want to hide something like that?
Why go after somebody who's over here trying to make a difference when you got all the smoke coming out from over here at these other people? That's exactly it. I think Terry Adams said it well. If Trump is getting accused of something, it's something they have done themselves, and they're accusing him of it. And when they do it, they turn it around and make out like there's nothing to it.
They don't want us to know the truth, Rusty. They don't want us to know the truth. But it's kind of stupid the way they're doing this, by doing all this legal stuff against Trump, arming the justice system against us and Trump, coming after our money with Fed now. Just think about this. Who in their right mind wants the bank accounts to be potentially turned off if you spent money somewhere they didn't like?
Mm-hmm.
And they can do it without even asking you. You will be guilty before pronounced innocent, or maybe you just stay guilty. Mm-hmm. This is absurd. Our country was founded on innocent until pronounced guilty. Why are they doing this to us? They're trying to take away our freedoms. Donald Trump says when he gets in there, he's going to get rid of Fed now. He's going to get rid of a lot of things. He's going to stop the wars. He's going to make gas cheap. He's going to make the economy boom. They don't want him in there because their playhouse will get tore up and they know they'll lose power. They'll know that they won't have the ability to steal the monetary power away from us. Mm-hmm. And that's what they don't like. It's all about greed. It's all about power, control, money, and the rest of the world they're playing with too. They do the same thing with the rest of the world.
Well, have you noticed that people will do things and then they'll get the heat off of them by putting them away? Like, what's her name? Kamala.
Yeah.
You don't see her much anymore. Nancy Pelosi.
She's so ugly, they need to hide her.
Well, they need to hide her. She stepped down. She's still...
Or AOC. It might as well be Jackass Brad.
Yeah, and what was that other lady? Crazy lady. She's yelling all
Elizabeth
the time.
Elizabeth Warren?
No, she was always yelling about something.
Oh, the girl from the black lady from California.
I can't think of her name.
Yeah,
it's just I just went stupid. I can't think of her name. But you know, you don't see them right now. Chuck Schumer, you don't see him much. What's that other kid? Schiff, you don't see him anymore. He ain't a kid. But that's what they do. They got other things going on to take our mind off these people. You know, they were going to impeach Schiff for something. Never heard any more about it. These people can go around.
Because it paid off, man. They get everybody is controlled.
It's like the thing, you know, somebody was after somebody and they found them as apparent suicide. They were shot in the back of the head 3 times.
I know, it's crazy.
You know?
It's crazy. And of course, they said as many as 8 people have been killed by the Clintons. I mean, but all the evidence has been washed away or hidden. Here's the thing. We know their evilness is in this system, okay? We know it is. We know that evilness was in the system during the Old West. I mean, it's always been evil, devilishness in the system, in the life of humans, because you got the good and the bad and the ugly. We've got all that. And so when good can be more dominant than bad, we thrive. But when bad gets more dominant than good, we don't thrive. And that's what's going on right now. We do believe, we do feel, we do know that it's not good to restrict and take away our rights as our freedoms. And really, it pees me off more than anything right now, Fed now, because I do know that people are getting their money cut off right now. I've talked to some people who've already had their monies cut off for certain things. And it's not right. It's not right to try to adhere someone to do what you want them to do by controlling their money. And I've had threats on me about that kind of stuff. So, Rusty, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to do the best we could to get around it. Essentially, they try to control us. They don't want us telling you this stuff. They don't want us talking to you. They want to stop us. The first thing they're going to do is try to stop freedom of speech. They've tried every way in the world. It's still part of the Constitution. But they're trying to abuse it and take it away. But when they start taking your money away and you don't have the freedoms to speak up and say something about it, there's a problem, and they're doing it now, and it's going to get worse. Call your congressman, call your senator, tell them you don't want it. Tell them you don't want it. We've got to unite. We can't have these banks run like they ran the Russian banks back and the communist banks and the Chinese banks, where they can just cut your money off if they don't like what you're saying.
If you're going to be free, you got to be free to be free. I know that sounds goofy, but that's the fact. These people just want to put you down. And see, the thing is, I cannot figure what the end game would be if we're put under the thumb of the government. They take all our rights. They take our money. I can't see the end game there. What's going to happen to all these people?
The end game, Rusty, is control.
Mm-hmm.
They want to control your money. And right now, I do believe the stock market, they're going to control it into a tailspin,
mm-hmm,
because they realize they've got to. I've read several articles on this, talked to some people that are economists. They think that it might be about to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. But this inflation, they can't stop it. This printing of money, it's got to continue because they've got too much debt, and they're bringing all these illegals in, and they're sending money to the Ukrainians and on and on and on. And they got to steal money from us. So I suggest that if you've got money in the stock market, whether it's in your 401k, IRA, or whatever, if there's any way we can get it out, we have ability to add a big bonus to your money.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be bigger than it was before you rolled it to us, tremendously bigger usually. And also get it out of that stock market danger where, since you're older, we can protect you from this tailspin we may go into. Are we the Lone Ranger? I feel like it sometimes. I do. I can't find anybody that... it's really doing what we're doing right now, Rusty. If someone comes in and talks to me, I'll show you some other things that are modeled that are different. And I think you'll love it. I really do, because it means protection and longevity for your life and your money.
And you can get in touch with David Ernest. The quickest way to tell you is the website at retirewithernest.com. You go there, you'll find all sorts of goodies that tell about what David does. You'll find phone numbers. And you need to get some bios on there with all you guys, like you and Princess Leah and Too Tall Matthew.
Yeah, we can doctor it up a little more, yeah. Get a little bit more current.
One thing you're talking about, printing money, and that's what they've been doing. Well, I think to make me and to make everyone more prosperous, that the government should give us the right to print our own money. You need $4 or $5 to go down to the store to get some milk. Just
what's
print
the
it off and
they
go,
it
yeah,
anyway.
What's the difference? You know, it's not worth anything. and, you know, just kind of, you know, bypass that counterfeiting thing. Just let us print our own money. Cut out the middleman.
For real.
It's just a smart thing to do. And we want to thank you for doing a smart thing and tuning into the program. We appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll see you next time. And I understand we got something big coming up. We won't talk about it now, but we got something big coming up.
Well, we can talk about it because I've already signed the papers.
You want to talk about it? We don't have time to talk about it now. So we'll have to talk about it next time on the next thrilling adventure here on the Health and Wealth Show. And you're going to say it or me. Hi-yo, silver.
Away.
Which away?
That away.
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And now, a few words about the Lone Ranger from Jay Thomas.
When I was a young disc jockey, I would open up car dealerships. And I would do the remote, which you did too, as a DJ and as a weatherman and all that.
Let's go to Jay Thomas now. Yeah,
come on
Ford.
Out to the Dodge dealer. It was Dodge. And so the Lone Ranger, Clayton Moore, was working for that company, and he would come to the various dealerships, and little kids would come. Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who played the Lone Ranger.
The real Lone Ranger. Right. And he was very much into being the Lone Ranger. He wore the outfit, he wore the mask, he had the guns, he had the hat, and he was into being the Lone Ranger. So I get there, and I'm telling people to come out, and a Lone Ranger is there, and it's not a high point in my career. I don't know where my life is going. I have long, frizzy hair, and I'm a disc jockey. And my buddy Mike Martin, who was in the record business and who looked sort of like a Bay City roller. He had the long, long hair and the stacked heels and tight pants, and he would come.
See, now that's a new point. I haven't heard that.
You know, I was just realizing that.
You never described him as a Bay City roller.
He looked like a Bay City roller, and he would do like this with his hair all the time, right? Yeah. So he would come, and we would get herbed up during the performance. Which... So
it's nice that your boys are here for that.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, his son called him and says, "Dad, you smoked pot?" And so we would go behind the dumpster, you know, right to... I'd do it at the end of the performance. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to, you know, ruin the car sales. And so we got completely loaded, and we come out, and no one was there to pick up the Lone Ranger to take him back to the Red Carpet Inn mm-hmm. on Moorhead Street. So he looked very uncomfortable. I had an old beat-up Volvo. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, Mr. Moore, you know, can I give you a ride home?" He says, "Well, sure." So we get the
Lone... in the Lone Ranger suit.
We get him in the back seat of the Volvo. Mike and I, we can barely see the road. We get onto the thing, and we're driving like this in the Lone Ranger. We're being really quiet. The Lone Ranger is in the back seat. Mike's, you know, doing like this, you know, checking his hair. And we're trying not to look stoned is the other thing we're trying to do. So like, so we get in 5 o'clock traffic, and some guy is upset that we're on this Independence Boulevard. He's upset that it's all jammed. He backs, and it's a Buick, and it's a middle-aged man. I'll never forget him. And he backs into my car, and I can hear my headlight crunch.
Oh, no.
And he pulls out, and he turns off like this. Well, I go, "That guy crashed into me." So I get into Volvo, and I gun the thing, and we're chasing the guy through Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Lone Ranger's in the back seat, emotionless, just in the back seat like this, back and forth, and the mask and the whole thing. So I'm in the Volvo, and so finally, I gun it, you know, and it gets right in front of the Buick, and I pull off, and Mike and I jump out, and I go, "Man, you crashed into my car." And he gets out. He says, "No, I didn't." I said, "Yes, you did. You backed into me, and you broke my car." And he says, "Well, what do you want?" I said, "I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops." He says, "Oh, really? Well, who do you think they are going to believe? You two hippie freaks or me?" And the Lone Ranger gets out from the Volvo.
"They'll believe me, citizen."
And the guy goes, "I didn't know it was you." And that's a true story.
There you go.
I never get tired of the Lone Ranger.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a pirate.
Like yo-ho-ho and a bottle of tequila.
Oh, Mr. Pirate, I understand you get a lot of booty.
Well, you know, we are out at sea for extended periods of time, and... Oh, you mean like treasure?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, man, sometimes we come back into port and we have so much money we don't know what to do with it.
What do you do with it?
We take it to our money man, David Ernest.
The money man with the money plan?
Yeah, that's him, man, and if you have some money that you want to make sure is there when you need it, like when you retire from piracy or politics, you can call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Thank you for the interview, Mr. Pirate. Is there any way I can get a tour of your ship?
Yeah, man, we can show you around a little bit. We just can't take you down to Deck 2.
What's the matter with Deck 2?
Kind of a bad smell down there, man.
Really? Why is that?
That's the poop deck, man.
Right. You work hard every day, so when lunchtime rolls around, you need something that's gonna stick to your ribs. You need a burger made for a hard-working man. Is the Big Mac just not big enough? Does the Whopper leave you kinda weak? Then you need to come on over to McJack Burgers and try the new McDamn, guaranteed to fill you up or your money back. This monster is served on a bun the size of a dinner plate with a 1 pound, you heard me right, a 1 pound charbroiled beef patty, lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles. But that's not all. On top of that 1 pound beef patty is a 1 pound chicken patty, then a 1 pound salmon patty, then 1 can of spicy Vienna sausage. We also put in 2 corn dogs, a pound of Polish sausage, a whole can of Spam, a generous helping of pepperoni, some beef jerky, roasted pig ears, and don't forget the special sauce. That's right, we smear on a whole cup of lard. And boy, is this thing tasty. Here's a gentleman who ate one of these burgers every day for lunch for a whole month. And what did you think, sir? Oh, well, we'll just get back to him later. So come on over to McJack Burgers, and you'll be saying,
damn!
Try the new McDam Burger today. No one under 18 will be served. You must sign a waiver and provide a valid insurance card. You must also provide blood and urine samples and the name of your next of kin. Try our new burger. It'll have you saying,
does it come with cheese?
What, are you crazy? That stuff will kill you.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. MacDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, Old MacDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's EIEIO, man.
Really?
I know, right?
Hey, dummy, you finally get up from your nap?
What do you want? I don't have time for this.
Oh, don't act like you're busy. We all know Barry's running while you eat ice cream and sniff people.
Damn it, Donnie, what do you want?
Joe, I called to offer you a deal.
Why would I make a deal with you? You're about to go to prison.
If you get your shit out of my office right now, I'll make sure you get an ice cream cone in the nursing home every day.
You're going to prison and I'm getting reelected.
And Chris Christie is going to run a marathon. You're going to put me in a cell with Corn Pop after you cure cancer? You're such an idiot.
We'll see who's laughing after you lose all your businesses in New York.
Not a chance, dummy. That little weasel judge's decision will get overturned right away. But it looks like you and Hunter are about to get caught with your hand in the Ukrainian cookie jar.
Damn it, Donnie. I don't have time to be arguing with you today.
What do you got to do, Joe? You going to try to send more money to your corrupt pals on the other side of the world? Maybe get lost on stage or fall up some stairs? Just get your shit out of my office and wipe your drool off that desk before you leave.
Come on, man.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Hey, ladies, that was fun.